only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of Genucel.
Right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Right,
and they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell spell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about the fluff.
And that is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their Genucel XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it. Because if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, lovegenucel.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
You see, like, if you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't
the injections, you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyway, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah.
Good. It's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome and fluff better technology. So lovegenucel.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. You guys, hi. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Is that true? Is that true, you guys? Somebody, I just saw somebody comment that somebody hacked Lindell's site. Is that true that they hacked Frank's speech and he had to cancel? I did see that there was a hacking problem and he had to start late. I know that. But if that, I didn't
yes,
know.
They're
that
saying
it
yes.
Completely canceled.
Yep, they're saying right? yes. God, what the heck?
Okay, well then, you know, we were going to remind you guys that you should continue to watch his cyber symposium today and tomorrow on frankspeech.com, but I didn't know that you can't do that.
Well,
now
check in. I would just keep checking in and seeing what the deal is.
Yeah.
With that.
Well, okay. So somebody's saying no. Somebody's saying yes. So apparently, some people are able to watch it, and some people aren't. Yeah, that's what I thought. That it wasn't canceled. It was just a little bit late. And I haven't been able to see any. I know you've been traveling, so you haven't been able to see any of it yet. I'm hoping for excerpts to come out that will tell us kind of the gist of what he is going to be exposing.
My boy got married this weekend. Anyway, sorry. We've been
so anyway, and right now during the symposium, he is apparently got like the most amazing discounts on all of the MyPillow products, which you, as you know, we love them.
Yes.
And as long as you use code you can get in on those discounts. So make mm-hmm. sure that you try to do that, you guys.
Get you some
and
towels.
I did get an
get
email.
A robe. Get some stuff, huh? Y'all. I said, get you some towels, get a robe, get some stuff, get some slippers.
Get some stuff. Now's
get some
the
kitten
time.
Fur. Yeah.
I got an email from Barbara Lipford who said that she's a new fan and that she loves watching us almost daily. She has a Great Pyrenees who's 7 months old, and already got that Great Pyrenees large MyPillow dog bed and a set of towels.
Oh, no. We need some great we need some Great Pyrenees technology in slippers.
So lots of news, you guys. Did you guys hear that Cuomo resigned? I'm sure that's old news by now. But basically, he had his lawyer speak for like 25 minutes before he resigned and let everybody know that's what he was going to do so that she could go through how innocent he is first. And then he gave like this big giant speech talking about how innocent he is and how he's just Italian, you guys. It's just he's Italian.
Italians everywhere are like, bugger off. Seriously, that is so mean to Italians.
Right?
So basically what he's saying is all Italians are just creepsters.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, that's what he's saying. And they can't help themselves.
No, they can't. They can't help it. No, just go away. This guy is so gross. Just go away.
But you know
what?
You know, the thing is that he owns no property and no stuff.
Like, so he's homeless.
In 14 days, he's got to move out of the governor's mansion. And like, he doesn't have stuff because he's been there for 10 years.
Do you feel bad for him? Because I don't feel bad for him.
I couldn't feel less bad.
So he's got to fill out like a leasing agreement for the first time ever and actually pay rent. Good luck with that. Have fun with that.
I think he's probably going to move into Chris Cuomo's basement.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Well, I heard it's big enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have to share my screen because I'm going to show you Brian Stelter, the potato, and the thumb. He was on Colbert last night. And to Colbert's credit, actually, he gave him a little bit of crap about this whole thing. So I'm going to show you the latter half of that. Let me begin. Watch.
Brother, has that created any conflict over at CNN behind closed doors? Are people mad at him or is he in trouble?
Some people are mad at him. By the way, I can confirm the New York Times report. I'll confirm it for your viewers. I also have a source that says Chris was on the phone with his brother this week.
Is your source Chris Cuomo?
He is not. You got to have boundaries. You got to draw a line.
Why? He doesn't.
I think he does, actually.
Really?
I think Chris does. I don't know about the governor.
What are the boundaries?
I think Chris does.
What are the boundaries?
The boundary that CNN management presented him in May when they admitted he screwed up. They said, you know, what you did was inappropriate. You were on the phone with your brother's aides advising them on what to do. And that was inappropriate. But they said, of course, you're going to talk to your brother. You know, there's nothing more important.
But he didn't talk about his brother once the trouble started. He said, I'm not going to talk about my brother.
And that was also a management ruling. And so the
but
way
why didn't
I
they rule
this?
That way when his brother was on the show pretty much every night during the COVID crisis?
I think it's really
that seems like an odd conflict of rules.
It is an odd conflict, but I don't think if we open up the journalism ethics book, there's no page for this. It's the craziest set of circumstances you can imagine, right? A governor and a brother, both in these high-profile jobs. This was definitely awkward for CNN, though. Sure. I tried to go into this thinking, okay, if I was going to cover this at CBS, how would I cover it? And try to cover it the same way. And I talked to a lot of sources at CNN. Some said, this is really weird. I'm ticked off at Chris. Others said, you know, I understand. You can't pick who your family members are. So there was a wide range of opinions.
Oh, my God. That was so, it was handled so poorly all the way around.
You know who Brian reminds me of? He reminds me of Stucky on Pretty Woman. You remember?
George Costanza?
Yeah. He reminds me of Stucky. Doesn't he?
Yes.
Just the jerk lawyer that comes on to Julia Roberts, you know?
Yeah. Yes, that's a good comparison. Yeah.
Yeah, every time I see him, I'm like, I just need a shower.
He's oh my God. But I mean, Colbert was kind of funny, right? Where he was like, was your source Chris Cuomo?
Well, I mean, now he can do that now, but these people never do this when it's actually happening. You know, it's kind of like when Michael Avenatti was actually being Michael Avenatti, they never gave him crap when he was doing that. But then after the fact, when he goes to jail, they're like, oh yeah, that guy was a schmuck. Really? Because you wanted him to run for president, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. I don't buy it. I mean, it's nice that they're all accusatory now and they can look at it objectively now, but it's like, where were you when this was all going on? You didn't say anything. This is, it's nice to do that now, but you know, that's neat that you can have 2020 vision about it now. Congratulations.
we've been screaming about how much of a sleaze this guy is for a year.
Exactly.
Huge news. Ross and Rachel may be a couple in real life.
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
That is what the Daily Mail is reporting this morning.
What are you even saying to me right now?
I'm saying that they are each other's lobsters. is what the Daily Mail is saying, is that ever since the reunion special on HBO, the Friends reunion special, Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer have been flying to see each other, that they've been spending a lot of time together, that there are some feelings being rekindled that they never allowed themselves to explore on the set, even though they both crushed on each other. But like, they had a rule between all six of them that they would never have like in, you know, that kind of relationship with each other just because they wanted to keep the chemistry right. And now there are no barriers, right? So,
and they're older. And so it's like, you know, she's in her 50s mm-hmm. now. You know, he's obviously in his 50s, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you're in your 50s, it's like, whatever. When you know, you know, let's not play these games. You know, that's wow.
Yeah.
That is really interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't see that. That's really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. And he's not been like, I don't think he's ever had a family or anything, has he?
I don't know.
I don't think he's ever been married or divorced or
anything. I think he may have been married. I think he's been married.
But I don't think he's had children as far as I know. He doesn't have
a lot of.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of like a ton of baggage there. You know?
I mean, if you think about it, they've just been on a really long break.
Break. Yeah. They've been on a really long break. That's so interesting. Wow. Yeah.
So that like Twitter is completely exploding right now.
Of course they are.
It's like Ross and Rachel is, you know, hashtag this and hashtag that. It's like all the rage. So,
yeah. Listen, even if they don't get married or anything like that, it's nice that they have each other to hang out with, you know?
Yeah. I feel like that's a couple that most people are going to root for.
Yeah.
Just because of the sentiment, you know, the sentimentality about it.
Yeah. And it takes all of the not the pressure, but it takes the media attention off of Ben Lowe. Because I'm so sick and tired of hearing about them and just looking at them. Just go away. I'd much rather.
You guys. We have to remind you that we have this new sponsor of the show, and it's Acre Gold, and I'm super stoked about it specifically because I've always been afraid of gold and investing in it until Acre Gold makes it so freaking easy because they just do like a monthly subscription, and like you can either do $30 or $50 or $100 a month, and you're essentially buying gold physically. So right now it's going for like $155 a bar. So if you did like $100 a month subscription, you would get your bar in like 3 months, right? Or whatever that math works at, 2 months.
Yeah.
And so you would get an actual physical bar of gold. You have a physical thing to have in your safe that doesn't care about the stock market. It doesn't, you know what I mean? It's like a tangible asset. That's what I think is so cool about it.
Yeah. And they're doing a giveaway, you guys. So you can visit getacregold.com/chicks and you can start investing in physical gold. Make sure you go to the URL right there. Okay. Go to that URL because they're giving away that gold bar. To qualify for the giveaway, tweet or post why you should be the recipient of the gold bar. Okay. And I think one of our people needs to win this. Okay.
For real.
Exactly. So mention why you should be the recipient and then mention @get_acre. I don't think we have that up there, but I'm just like letting you know that's what you have to do.
That's for the giveaway?
Yeah, that's for the giveaway. It's @get_acre. So that's getacregold.com/chicks. And then you just say, this is why I need to win it @get_acre. Okay. So I think it's a really cool little sponsor that we got here. Yeah, exactly.
And it just is not sketch. You should see the website, getacregold.com/chicks. You'll see what we mean. It's like completely different than all of the other like gold companies that you've heard about in the past. So try that out. And now I want to show you something that's like really sad, but like so courageous. There is a teacher, Loudoun County, which has been like ground zero for the critical race theory fight between school boards and parents who are concerned about their kids being completely indoctrinated. They had another meeting yesterday and a teacher quit in the middle of the meeting. It's absolutely incredible. It's about a 2-minute clip, so I'm not gonna play the whole thing, but I want everybody to see at least the latter half of it.
The dissenting opinion is not allowed even to be spoken in my personal life, going so far as to send a form to my colleagues and I, encouraging us to fill it out if we hear one another speaking against the controversial policies being promoted by this school board and adopted in this county. Not only that, but within the last year, I was told in one of my so-called equity trainings that white, Christian, able-bodied females currently have the power in our schools and that, quote, this has to change. Clearly, you've made your point. You no longer value me or many other teachers you've employed in this county. So since my contract outlines the power that you have over my employment in Loudoun County Public Schools, I thought it necessary to resign in front of you. School board, I quit. I quit your policies, I quit your trainings, and I quit being a cog in a machine that tells me to push highly politicized agendas on our most vulnerable constituents, the children. I will find employment elsewhere. I encourage all parents and staff in this county to flood the private schools.
Amazing.
Oh my God. But that just shows that we're losing. This just shows, I mean, listen, I understand that she needed to stand up and that she can't do this because she doesn't want to be a cog in the wheel. I get it. I mean, I don't know how these people do it, right? Because I used to teach at the college level and I don't do it anymore. And I can't get hired. I put resumes out at universities. People, they don't even look at me because they see what I've done. They see what I do here. There's no way a university would touch me now because I'm a conservative. They just don't. They don't even look at me, you guys. I get it. I mean, it's like, and I look at these people that are, I'm not saying that like they're looking at conservatives and liberals, but we know what's happening in our schools. We know what's happening. And good people are leaving. They're leaving. We're losing. We are losing the fight. This breaks my heart. I hate this.
Like she will end up winning because she'll likely be snatched right up by a private school. And I feel like there's going to be more and more. Right. But I feel like there's going to be more and more opportunities for public schools will have to ultimately change if they keep losing the very thing that keeps them alive, which is student enrollment.
I mean, right? Listen, that's great that a private school is going to scoop her up, but my kid is not in private school. I can't afford private school. I can't send my kid to private school. So my kid is in public school. Okay. I pay taxes for public school. I would imagine a lot of you out there right now.
Even if we send our kids to private schools, we pay.
Right. And so this is what really bothers me is that we're losing because of this. It's like, it's nice that we see this woman standing up to the system, but yay her, you know, my heart breaks for her, but it breaks for all of us because we're losing. We are losing.
But this is why, and listen, I understand what she did and I get it, but I also just constantly on like the regular show am reminding people, you should assume that this is happening in whatever school your kid goes
right.
to, because the teachers themselves, there are so many activists among them because so many of them are out of college, fresh out of college, and they believe all this bull crap. And so the first line of defense is your relationship with your kid, preparing them for the terms they're going to hear, preparing them for the narratives they're going to get so that they know exactly what's true and what those teachers are trying to force feed them. And so as long as you keep up that communication with your kids, you have a better chance of keeping them immunized from that indoctrination. So important. Because even the school districts that are like, no, we're not teaching CRT, bullshit. Of course they are. They all are. And even if the school districts themselves say they're not, they're going to have teachers who are determined to fill kids' minds with this nonsense.
Totally.
They're determined.
Yeah, we all have to get involved. You have to run for things, you guys. It's one thing to get involved, to get on PTOs. It's another thing to run. Oh my God, I scream it all the time. Run for school boards. Run for local offices. Get involved in your local politics. You got to get in there. Go to meetings. You know, find out when meetings are. You have to get involved locally. You got to get loud. Everybody, not just, you can't think to yourself, well, somebody else will do that. Somebody else will do it. You know, it's not me. I'm not a political person. I'm just going to watch this and it's fine. Somebody else will get involved. Get involved. Get involved. You have to.
Yeah.
It's imperative now. I mean, we can't sit back anymore. You, the person that's watching this, because you are watching this for a reason. You're interested in this. You're passionate about it, whether you know it or not. You're obviously passionate about it because you're watching us every morning, right? Or at least a couple mornings a week, or just right now. So make sure that you're getting involved because it's at this point, it's not even just a thing where you know, it's imperative. It's just imperative for you to do it. Yeah.
That teacher, you know, the good thing that she really did is that she is getting national attention for doing that. I mean, for taking like such a huge stand. And that national attention, again, helps the conversation keep going, right? It keeps people interested. It keeps people like, what's going on? On Daily Wire, was it yesterday or the day before? Indiana had a write-up about how people are leaving public schools in droves, and private schools and charter schools and homeschool enrollment is like through the roof. So it's happening all over. I was really surprised to see the Indiana stats. Like it's, I mean, it's, people are fed up and they are leaving and they're taking their money with them. And so I feel like it's going to be a big opportunity for, you know, folks like the Freedom Project and other online academies and other group homeschooling organizations are going to start forming and getting together and just taking their kids' education into their own hands.
And that's what's
probably going to happen more and more.
That's what I was going to ask as a follow-up is what are they doing with their money? So they're taking it to places like the that's our, like who we work with, right? They're taking it to homeschooling because that's the thing. Where do they go? Because I mean, what do you do? Like, you know, you homeschool, that's it. You homeschool, you go to homeschooling organizations. That's what you do. That's the next step because private schools aren't safe. You know, Christian or that your parochial schools, your Christian schools, your Catholic schools, they're teaching all this bull crap. They're just as guilty, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like they're all infested.
They're all definitely. Mm-hmm. So you can't escape it. You just can't.
You really can't. It's Mm-mm. so sad.
Yeah.
And I saw that in Texas, even though Governor Abbott has this rule about no mask mandates across the state, like there is a ban on mask mandates. And then Austin and Dallas are like, we don't care. We're mandating it anyway. So there's going to be I'm sure there's going to be a huge legal fight in those two areas. And so and that's what's happening in Florida. So, I mean, it's getting so ugly, both on the CRT front and on the masking front. It's just getting crazy. And then I saw a TikTok from this nurse, or at least a friend of a nurse yesterday, and she made such a good point because she was talking about how all last year, like in the thick of the pandemic, when there was no vaccine, nurses and doctors and other healthcare professionals were going to work and taking care of people who were sick with COVID. And now a lot of those nurses, doctors, and healthcare professionals are being kicked out of their employment for not wanting the vaccine, which is insane because they worked without it all last year and they were valuable and heroes and everybody was all like, yay, healthcare heroes. And now they're getting thrown out of their jobs because of a health decision they've made for themselves.
Yeah, you're seeing these people flood social media, like holding up signs saying exactly what you just said. It's interesting how the narrative changes, isn't it? It's interesting how like you're a hero one year and then the next year you're vilified. It's like, it's all crazy. It's just crazy. And it is, it's like they decide what the narrative is and then they put that narrative out there. They decide who the hero is this year and then who is going to get, it's all just unreal how they've handled this. It really is. And you know, when it comes to masks in schools, well, I mean, I don't live in the Dallas or the Austin area, but I will tell you that Dallas and Austin are very different. Those are more of the, you know, obviously they're more of the liberal area. Austin, especially, holy crap. Yeah. It's super liberal out there. But you know, I don't know. I traveled this weekend and I had to wear a mask for the first time in what, like 2 or 3 months. So, and I remember looking at my husband and I was just like, it is such
pointless.
Theater. It's such theater. It is such theater at this point, you know, it's just it is. And then for the kids, for them having to go through it. I mean, you know how I feel about that. It's like, we're doing such a disservice to kids making them do all this stuff. This is all such for adults and adults that don't know what we don't know what we don't know. I mean, we're changing. We say this is all based in science. It's not based in science. It's so political at this point. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And even the WHO, the World Health Organization and the CDC are not even on the same page when it comes to masking kids.
No.
So, I mean, that's when you know that maybe the parents should be deciding what's best for their own kid. If you want to mask your kid, do it. I think you're crazy, especially when it's a kid as young as 2. But if you're, that's, you're as a, you as a parent have to live with the consequences of your decisions. But this is insane for the least affected population to be, to have their whole socialization at risk because of this. It's insane. It's
Listen,
absolutely insane what we're doing.
Amanda, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name right. Amanda Lesperance. She said, do not comply. You comply, you consent. Bigger problem than the sheep. Rand Paul did a great write-up. What was it? A couple weeks ago. I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, not even. He did that great write-up about how we just, this is insane. Like we're doing exactly what we did a year and a half ago. If we've learned nothing from this, the first round, it's that the more that you go, yes, government, yes, the more power they're going to take away from you. This, a lot of this, so much of this is about power, exerting power over people. Obviously, if we've not learned that, then we've learned nothing. I mean, yeah. Hello. And one of the things, it's the, basically the gist of that op-ed was, don't do it. I mean, if what are they going to do? Arrest us all? Don't do it.
He actually did a video version of that op-ed and it's been removed from YouTube.
Of course
it has.
So
now he's promoting, you know, everybody go to Rumble because it's been taken down from YouTube.
Yeah.
Because apparently a doctor isn't allowed to say what he thinks about the masks and the vaccines and all of it.
I mean, everybody should be terrified by the fact that that's being taken down. This is America and that's happening in this country. Yeah, this will probably be taken down because we're talking about it, and that should terrify you more than the virus. That should terrify you. If it doesn't, then we probably can't be friends.
Yeah. Time for a couple talks. Let's lighten the mood a little bit. Let's see. Do I want to do suppression?
Peace.
Oh, this is fine. We'll do this
one. Something really important that you should have been taught in school, but you weren't.
Oh. Buckle up, we're about to take a little ride here. I don't know, taxes, what are they? Stock market, how does it work? Mortgages, how do you spell it? You know what I mean? You know what we learned instead? How to solve the hypotenuse in a fucking triangle. When would you be in a pinch and be like, oh, at least I can solve for that. When would you use that? And I was like, oh, hey, I have a question. How do you start your own company? And they're like, shut up and fucking square dance. Kevin,
what's something really important that you should have been taught in school, but you weren't?
Oh! No, the
so
best.
Right. Do you remember
the
that?
Best is yes. I learned how to square dance, but then also every time, like your kids, we've had three. They bring home the recorder, and you're like, the freaking recorder, man. And then they practice.
Why do they learn this?
They practice it. You're like, oh God, I'm gonna. Stab myself in the ears. Stupid recorders.
Oh, so perfect. Anyway, those are my talks for today.
I think we should get, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to get us recorders and we're going to do like, we're going to make our own album. We're going to make our own.
We should learn that Usher song.
Yeah.
We should, that's what we should learn.
On the recorder.
Yes.
We
we'll
are.
Be like, doo, 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 doo.
And I go, yeah. that'll be my contribution, and then we'll make an album. We're gonna make an album, you guys.
This is what we're
that's
doing.
That's what we're gonna do. If anybody's out there that's a producer, she's got to go. I don't have to go, so I can stay and hang out with you guys. Because for some reason, I don't have to go today. Okay, you guys bring it in. You guys bring it in. It was a great wedding, Janine. It was great. We had a lot of fun. You can check out, I have social media. You can check out pictures from the wedding. And tomorrow I'll show you guys a picture from the wedding. I just don't know if I have permission today. Because the bride is like, pow, about the pictures. You know how brides are. I don't want to piss her off. I'll show you some tomorrow. You guys have great, is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? What day is it? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, and today we have a deep dive coming out. We're doing a deep dive today. So you guys stay tuned for that. It's all about generations.
It's going to be a good one. Make sure you're subscribed where you get all your podcasts. That's where you're going to find it.
And we will talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Conservatives have better arguments, but the left is much better at messaging. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how to solve this challenge with singer and actor Robert Davi. I'll also address the latest climate change hysteria. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.